The Great Tribulation can be traced to the rage of Satan, who wants one last chance to wreak havoc before facing doom. One last chance to shake his fist at God and the people of God. One last chance to get people to worship him instead of God. And one last chance to destroy the faith of those still alive who believe in Jesus. Today, how to overcome our mortal enemy, the devil. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer now continues a series on famines, deserts, and other hard places. We're in the midst of message number 6 in a 7-part series, so turn with us again to Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, as we see faith at the breaking point.
If you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, you'll discover that there were times when little children were being tortured and their parents said to them, "Don't give in, be brave for Jesus, he is with you." And the parents encouraged their children who were being tortured to be faithful for Christ. Church history is strewn with examples like that. Let me give you a contemporary one. About 4 or 5 months ago in Egypt, with all of the outbreak of persecution, which is worse now than it was previously, where the Arab Spring has turned into the Islamic winter, there were a group of teenagers, Coptic Christians, marching down the streets of Cairo with T-shirts that said, "Martyr on request." In other words, if you want to kill me, here I am. I volunteer to die for Jesus. Wouldn't it be wonderful if in America today we had that kind of courage? Would not that be an example of God's greatness and power? You say, "Well, Pastor Lutzer, you raised the issue, though, regarding children. What would we do?" Well, first of all, let me say we don't know exactly what we would do because we've never been in that situation. But no doubt throughout history there have been parents that have been so committed to Jesus and so committed to him that they love Jesus more than their children and were willing to entrust their children into God's hands, believing that their souls will be saved even if they are taken from them and even if they also become martyrs for the faith, or if they are abused, to believe that eternity is long, time is short, and we must be faithful to Christ no matter what. What an amazing difference a couple of chapters make. In chapter 13, I read to you how the saints, they were overcome by the Antichrist. It says, "Power was given unto him to overcome them, to conquer them." That's a real downer, isn't it, to think that Antichrist is given power like this. And then we turn to chapter 15, and this is what it says. I'm going to quote some of the verses slowly, but I want you to follow. It says, "And I saw a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them who had gotten the victory over the Antichrist, over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark." So, yeah, he conquered them here, but now they're on a sea of glass, and they've gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark. And they stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God and Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name?" And there they are, singing victorious songs in the presence of God, because they loved not their lives, even to the point of death. I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ today has to be delivered from fear. Not just fear of martyrdom, but fear of witnessing, fear of political correctness, fear of this and fear of that, fear of the future, fear of the economics of the future. Because it is only when we are free indeed can we live like free men and women, unintimidated by what is going on around us, because the truth has set us free. Do you believe that? The truth has set us free. So what we're going to do now is to be delivered from fear. Aren't you glad you came? All right, 4 or 5 of you are. I wrote a prayer that all of us are going to pray together. It takes a few minutes to pray it, but if you look at the commas and if you are in the cadence of the prayer, and I will, of course, lead you, let us pray it together in faith. Would you stand, please? Everyone stand. The prayer is going to be on the screens so that we can say it together for the honor and the glory of God. Let us pray it in sincerity. Let us pray it in hope. Let us pray it in great faith, because we are on the winning side. No matter what earth looks like, we know what heaven looks like, and we know where we are going. Praise God. And now, are you ready? Let's read it together. Father, help me to agree with you that I am not subject to fear, but am a child of your love. I reject fear of the future, for I believe that the future is in your hands. I reject fear of evildoers, for your word says, though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon the rock. I renounce fear of rejection, for David wrote in your holy word, for my father and mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. I renounce fear of witnessing about Christ, because your word warns, the fear of man brings a snare. Therefore, I choose to fear you more than I do any human being. I affirm the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I renounce the fear of losing my property and possessions. For your word says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I renounce fear of Satan, for your word says he has already been conquered by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I renounce the fear of saying goodbye to a terminally ill loved one, for Jesus promised, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I renounce fear of death, for I affirm with the Apostle Paul, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Thank you for the promise. Death is swallowed up in victory. I renounce fear of martyrdom, for your word declares, do not fear those who are able to kill the body, but fear him rather who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I renounce fear of loneliness, for we are promised, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And also, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I renounce fear of intimidation, for Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know it has hated me before it hated you. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I renounce fear of false accusations. I accept this promise. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. I renounce the fear of being treated unjustly, for of Jesus we read, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. I renounce the fear of radical Islam and its desire to intimidate us. I renounce fear of political correctness. I declare that the truth shall set me free, and I choose to live as a free person in Christ Jesus. I shall speak and not be silent. I renounce fear of curses, either known or unknown, spoken against me and my family. I renounce fear of manipulation and control. I renounce the fear of being involved in public or political activity. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. I submit to Jesus as Lord of every area of my life. Jesus is Lord of my home. Jesus is Lord of my relationships. Jesus is Lord of my city. And Jesus is Lord of my nation. Jesus Christ is Lord above all false gods and religions. Jesus is Lord over all the nations of the earth. I commit myself to be a living witness to Jesus Christ as Lord. I am not ashamed of his cross. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. I ask now that you will fill me with your Holy Spirit and pour upon me all the blessings of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Grant me the grace to understand the truth of your word clearly and to apply it in every area of my life. Give me words of hope and life as you promised. Open and bless my lips so that I can speak to others with authority and power in Jesus' name. Give me the boldness to be a faithful witness for Christ. Give me love for all people and a passion to share the love of Christ with them. Grant that I shall carry your cross as a badge of honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
My friend, the prayer that you have just heard, I hope it's a prayer that you pray every single day. If you communicate with us, our media department is ready to send you a written copy of this prayer that you can keep in your Bible, and you can read it, and you can have other people read it with you. It is almost solid scripture asking God to remove from us the fear that we have of the future. And also, at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. Famines, deserts, and other hard places. I want you to have a copy. God bless you. Have a good day.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Faith at the Breaking Point, another message on famines, deserts, and other hard places. How should believers act and live when the really hard times come? Tomorrow, guidance from an Old Testament prophet who saw times like ours coming. Our current series can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about famines, deserts, and other hard places. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.